This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, it is very hard to find or afford a place to live in America, and prices in general have not come down to what they were prior to pandemic. But as this year draws to a close, it is worth savoring the fact that the recession many predicted for this year never came. But it's even more than that. Diane Swonk is chief economist at the audit, tax, and advisory firm KPMG.
As we approach the dawning of a new year, we get to ring in something really extraordinary. Not only did the U.S. economy end 2023 much stronger than even those most optimistic about what could happen, but in some ways, it was the strongest economy on paper that we've seen in decades. Unemployment dropped below 4% for 24 straight months. We haven't seen anything like that since the height of the Vietnam War.
And so many prime working age people are back in the labor force that it's now around the highs we saw before pandemic.
The prime age participation rate among women hit a new record high, which took us over 20 years to get back to and exceed in 2023. The last time we saw it was the 1990s boom. And to top it all off, we had the most rapid drop in inflation, the most rapid deceleration in inflation that we've had outside of World War II, the Korean War, or the back-to-back recessions of the early 1980s, without the unemployment rate moving up. That is a win.